KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today. High near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, if you were in the vicinity of the Atlantic High School Thursday afternoon, you may have been wondering what all the rescue units were doing there near the gym and the parking lot. Well, it was all part of Every 15 Minutes, a program held in Atlantic and other Cass County schools before that deals with the consequences of impaired and distracted driving. In the mock accident, Hunter Oliver, who plays a drunk driver of a vehicle, lost control of the vehicle on Highway 71 and glided head-on with a vehicle driven by Sam Coder. A 16-year-old passenger in the Oliver vehicle, Grant Reed, dies at the scene. Another passenger, Bailey Schulberg, dies later at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. A third passenger in the Oliver vehicle, Lexington Grooms, along with Sam Coder, were transported to the hospital for treatment of their mock injuries. Program coordinator Judy Nelson says the scenario plays out from the moment of the crash through the sobriety test, the courthouse appearance, and sentencing for two counts of homicide by motor vehicle, and concludes today with a memorial assembly and funeral presented to the high school students and their parents. The whole idea is to get students and parents to understand that there are life-altering consequences to impaired and distracted driving and to change their habits.
And we have parents involved, and we get a lot of feedback from a lot of teachers, and you know, myself included, I've changed a lot of my habits, too, that, you know, things that we think we can do safely, we're not any different than the kids. Sometimes we think we can do things, and we're not as safe as we think we are. So just kind of making everybody aware. And if we can get to these kids when they're young, when they're early in their driving habits, our goal is that they will change their habits and carry them throughout their life. So if we can catch them early, they can carry that on through and be the influence on their friends.
The program has been held at the Atlantic High School twice before and seventh time in Cass County. Griswold and Cam students have also experienced the Every 15 Minutes program, the premise of which is that someone dies every 15 minutes from dangerous driving habits. And while the accident, trial, and other activities are staged, Nelson said what isn't staged are the emotions involved, especially when it comes to today's memorial service at the high school and in the testimony of families who've lost loved ones, as well as the man who was convicted following a Western Iowa crash that claimed four lives.
We have speakers that have lost children from texting, lost a son due to drunk driving, and probably one thing I've worked really hard that I'm just pretty excited to present this year is we actually have a recording from the Clarinda Correctional Facility from Andrew Schlichtmeyer. And if anybody remembers, he was the 21-year-old that in 2010 hit the four motorcyclists returning from Sturgis, and all four of those men were killed. He was an honors student in college, and now he's looking at 50 years in prison. And they actually did a recording for me from the facility. So they're going to see all aspects. They're going to get his aspect on the whole situation, too.
A mock funeral will be held, as I mentioned this morning, at the high school auditorium to honor the mock fatalities from the previous day's collision and all the living dead. That program will include a video of the previous day's activities, along with speakers, including some of the students involved, followed with a debriefing period. And that, as we mentioned, is part of the most emotional, impacting portion of the event. And that's this morning at 8:30 is when that particular part of the program begins. The memorial service will be complete with caskets, flowers, music, and obituaries, along with the letters from the victims' parents and victims wrote to each other called Today I Died.
All of this is preventable so easily, and yet it's still going on, and we still have 15, 17,000 people a year in our country die totally unnecessarily.
Program organizers hope it stimulates conversations between parents and their children about distracted and impaired driving. Creston police report today the arrest late Thursday morning of 34-year-old Jacob Jeffrey Fry. Fry, who's from Creston, was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of OWI first offense. He was later released on $1,000 bond. Texting while driving will be treated like driving drunk in a case of vehicular homicide under a bill that has advanced in the Iowa House.
What this bill makes very clear to the courts is that drunk driving and distracted driving now are on the same plane.
As Representative Zach Nunn of Bondurant, Nunn cites a Fort Dodge case as inspiration for the bill. A 21-year-old man was sentenced to probation and no prison time after his texting caused a crash that killed 56-year-old David Carstensen and 85-year-old Velma Carstensen.
David and his 85-year-old mother were going into Fort Dodge when they were struck by a man who, while on his phone, blew through the rumble strips, blew through the stop sign, showed no signs of braking and no signs of hesitation before colliding with that vehicle.
By law, vehicular homicide applies if it's clear the driver showed reckless disregard for safety. A sentencing judge in that Fort Dodge case said there was no evidence of malice, and he chose probation for the accused man instead of a 20-year prison sentence. Nunn says this bill spells out that using a handheld electronic device qualifies as reckless disregard in such cases, and the accused texting driver would be charged with a Class C felony. The bill is part of a package of recommendations from the Iowa Impaired Driving Coalition. A new report ranks the healthiest places to live in Iowa, finds both the worst and best-ranked counties in the state are on the western border. And Andrea Dukas, a program officer with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, says the philanthropic organization's 8th annual county health ranking study looked at more than 30 factors.
In addition to measuring things like poor health days and obesity rates, we also look at education rates, we look at employment, we look at children in poverty. We want to paint a complete picture of what's making people healthy and contributing to health where people live, learn, work, and play.
In northwest Iowa, Sioux County ranked number one in the state for the health of its residents, while Monona County, just a few counties to the south, ranked 99th. Still, the last place ranking doesn't mean Monona County is a bad place to live. Dukas says it just helps to identify some areas where improvement is needed.
They're doing well when it comes to excessive drinking. They're doing relatively well when it comes to the number of people with insurance and with housing issues. But some of those factors that are more of the predictors, like high school graduation rates, college, unemployment, those are high, and that tends to be the case across low-performing counties.
On the other side of the coin, Dukas says just because Sioux County ranked first on this year's list doesn't mean everything there is perfect either.
If you were to dig into a data point like children in poverty, so these are kids that are born behind and we hope won't stay behind. The number is very low in Sioux County. It's 8%. But if you look at it across different population groups, you actually see for white children in Sioux County, only 6% are living in poverty, but 41% of Hispanic children are living in poverty.
Now, the ranks for health incomes are based on two types of measures, how long people live and how healthy people feel while they are alive. The ranks for the overall health factors are based on four types of measures. That includes health behaviors, clinical care, social and economic, and physical environment factors. In the immediate KJAN listening area, Cass County ranks 80th overall in health outcomes and 68th in health factors. Other counties list as follows for health outcomes: Shelby 49th, Harrison 62nd, Guthrie County 64th, Montgomery 65th, Adams ranked 68th for health incomes, or outcomes it is, Adair 71st, Union County 87th, Mills 89th, Audubon 90th, and Pottawatomie 91st. And as for health factors, Shelby County ranks best in our listening area, coming in at number 12, Adams County ranks 33rd, Adair County's 36th, Audubon County 39th, Harrison County 40th, Guthrie County 49th. You can read the rest of them under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In summary, the report says the five healthiest counties in Iowa are Sioux, Winnesheek, Lyon, Chickasaw, and Cedar. The five counties with the poorest health are Monona, Decatur, Wapello, Pocahontas, and Lee. You can see where your county stacks up by going to the link under this same story at www.countyhealthrankings.org. You can find that again on our news page. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.